I want to talk a little bit about another precious man to our church, and that is Bob Harvey, who just passed away. Was it Wednesday, I think? Okay. But Bob was a dear friend of the church. He ran the sound booth for years and years and years, and was in charge of sending out the CDs before we upgraded to the internet to people who wanted to hear the messages and sick, couldn't make it to church. Bob would make sure that they got a CD. The best way I can describe Bob, I think the word meek comes to mind. He never seemed to want any attention. He stayed in his little cubicle back there and was just a worker. And he just was trying to serve without being noticed that he was serving. And Bob was a great man, and he had many qualities that many of us could learn from, and had a family that is a wonderful family, two daughters that have been married and have children and raised wonderful families. He's a true testament to a good, strong family, and I know he was loved and respected by Miss Mabel and his daughters and extended family and all of us as friends. So we miss Bob. Bob was a special guy to me. He made my job easy, what I did up here, and we thank him for that. I got a chance to visit him. It's been a couple of months ago now, when he was still lucid at the Bryan Center, and as godly of a man as he appeared to be, I never really heard his testimony. I never knew what his story was as far as his relationship with the Lord. And being the pastor, it's my job to know that. So I wanted to approach the subject with him. So on one of our visits, Karen and I went in, and I asked him, I said, Bob, let me ask you a question. I said, it doesn't work this way, but if you were to die today and you were to go up to the pearly gates and St. Peter was standing there and he said to you, Bob Harvey, why should I let you in? I said, what would you say to him? And Bob looked at me for a long time and he didn't say anything. And he says, I don't know what I would say. And I thought, uh-oh. And I said, well, let me tell you what I would say, Bob, if that happened to me. I said, I would say, Peter, I don't deserve to come in. I realize that. I know that. I've sinned and done a pretty good job at sinning. But I did have a time in my life, and in my situation, it was when I was 8 years old, when I realized that I was a sinner and that I didn't deserve the grace of God because of, even as an eight-year-old, I knew the depths of my sin. And I said, I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and I believed that Jesus went to the cross just for me, and that because he went to the cross and because I asked him into my heart, that he forgave me of my sins. And Bob, I believed I would tell Peter that if God would look at me right now, he wouldn't see Kurt, he would see Jesus. Because I'm hiding behind Jesus, so to speak. Jesus took my sins on him. So I actually look perfect to God. That would be my reason, Bob, that I would tell Peter, I need to be let in. And he kind of nodded his head, and he said, well, that makes sense. I said, Bob, have you ever had that kind of, discussion, relationship, meeting of the minds? Have you ever talked to Jesus about that? Have you ever confessed to Jesus that you, like me, are a sinner and that you have no hope without him. And he looked again for a long time at me, and he says, I don't think I ever have. And I said, well, is there any reason, Bob, that you wouldn't want to have that discussion right now? And he looked at me a long time. He says, I can't think of any reason. So I says, oh, good. Let me pray, and you just, I'll pray, you know, a sentence at a time, and then you just kind of repeat the sentence and mean it from your heart, and let's pray to God. He said, okay. So the three of us held hands, and we prayed, and I just went through a prayer just like I talked about. And he repeated it sentence by sentence, and amen. And I said, you know, Bob, if you believed what you just prayed, I said, you've got something you could tell St. Peter now when you get to the pearly gates. I said, it doesn't happen that way, but you know what I mean. And he said, yes, that he was confident in it. So it made me really feel good that Bob, in a lucid time, a lucid point, made that confession, realized that as good a guy as he was, and I think we would all say that Bob was about as good as you can get, he still needs Jesus and still is a sinner. And I believe that Fred and Gladys have also talked to Bob about his salvation experience, and they've also confirmed that he's with Bob, that he's very secure in his faith in Jesus Christ now. So that was a neat time with him, and it just kind of put a pretty pink bow around his life to me. Outstanding man and a blessing to all of us. So like Miss Martha, we're gonna miss Bob, and but we're thankful that we know that we'll see him again someday. And the other thing that it kind of brought to mind with me is, as old as Bob was when he made this decision for Christ, how many of us sit in the church pews week after week after week thinking we're okay, thinking we're good people, but not really ever having made that commitment, that decision to turn your life over to Jesus Christ? I don't know what's inside you. I don't. You all look like wonderful people to me, but I don't know what's in your heart. If you're like Bob, you just kind of felt everything was okay the way it was or whatever, but you haven't really made that decision, I want you to, you know, talk to me, let me know, and let's get this straightened out. Fortunately, Bob had an opportunity to do that. We don't know if we'll, even our next breath is guaranteed. We don't know that. So that's just something else that I wanted to mention.